Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
In honor of American Idol, we bring you American Idol. We want to know, what did you do under the influence of hormones? And I've got a story that's going to shock you guys because it's so out of character for me.
Janine, do you want to start things off? Because you said your Friday night was hormonal influence.
It really was. Y'all know I'm moving apartments. So I'm in the middle of boxing everything up and I'm running into all these little knickknacks that remind me of my past. And of course, the nostalgia hits. And of course, it's that perfect time where I'm just really feeling everything. So I start kind of tearing up over little things, no big deal. And then I find one little knickknack that I can't get over the fact that it reminds me of something sad, but I still love it. So I start crying even more. And then I just keep crying while I'm packing everything and being so depressed over missing everything. I'm like, my childhood and my everything's all in Pennsylvania. So I tried to take a break from packing and I'm like, I need to go food shopping. I'll just get some food. So I go to Publix and I'm like, I'm just going to get some ice cream because I'm having a day. And I find Choco Tacos, which reminded me of middle school because they sold them at our school.
Oh, so good.
And I'm like, this is exactly what I need. I'm going to just pound some Choco Tacos and I'm going to love it. I'm going to like feel all the happy feels instead. So I go home and I'm going to like chow down on this Choco Taco while I'm packing. But I take a bite and it doesn't taste nearly as good as it did in middle school.
Oh my God.
And I just start bawling my eyes out.
Wow.
I'm like, my whole childhood is ruined. This taco's so disappointing.
That sets the bar high for American Idol right there.
Wow.
It was so disappointing. Don't try it.
So this could also be fueled by pregnancy. I assume you're not pregnant. Okay.
I hope not.
So this could also be fueled by pregnancy. 404-263-0941 is our phone number. The name of the segment is American Idol, and it's an opportunity for you to share what you did, or rather what happened to you under the influence of hormones. Miriam in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Hi. So I was in my first trimester when the hormones are the worst, I think. And my mother had given me some aged cheese. And my husband, who doesn't know anything about cheese, thought it was rotten and threw it away.
Oh, no.
And when I came out and saw that he had thrown it away, I just had the hugest meltdown. I locked myself in the restroom, cried nonstop. He begged me to open the door and talk it out, and I just wouldn't listen. I cried and cried. It was close to an hour, and then I finally decided to go to sleep.
There's nothing to talk about. You ruined my cheese.
Yes, I cried
cheese.
Like, oh gosh, it was horrible. And he still reminds me every day, just about.
And I'm guessing he doesn't touch anything in the refrigerator.
Exactly. Especially not the blocks of cheese.
Jenna in Dawsonville, tell us about your biggest hormone-related meltdown.
I was watching a 2020 documentary with my husband, and he looked over because he felt the couch, I guess, shaking because I was ugly crying so bad.
Aww.
I could not stop crying.
You even remember what the subject matter was?
I remember crying because I want to say that the woman took her kids away from the dad. And I looked at him. I was like, I just don't know how somebody can do. I could never do that to you.
And meanwhile,
it was terrible.
It's total strangers that has you sobbing so bad you're shaking the couch.
Yes.
Nicole in Jonesboro, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, I actually in labor wanted my partner to hold my hand because I was freaking out. And then the moment he touched me, I started screaming at him not to touch me and then burst into tears because I felt horrible
for yelling at him.
That's a 360 right there, really fast.
Thanks for the call, Nicole.
No problem.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
American Idol, can you admit what you did on the influence of hormones? 404-263-0941. Your stories lining up are amazing. And don't let me leave out mine, because it ended a friendship forever.
Like, still to this day, you're not
still
friends
to this
with
day,
someone.
We're not friends. And we were friends for probably 10 years.
Is it a woman?
Before my hormone incident. No, it's a guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. Guys didn't understand.
Oh, I was enraged.
Yeah, you're just so hormonal. Look to 72881 could get you $1,000 in Jeff and Jen's bonus cash. Text it right now. Look to 72881. Elizabeth in Woodstock, in honor of American Idol debuting, we are playing American Idol. Share with us what would give you a golden ticket of hormonal rage.
So I chucked a frying pan across the room.
Girl. Yes, whoever did it deserved it.
Jen, you don't even know the story.
I don't know the story, but I know they deserved it.
What was the intended target of the pan of eggs?
It was actually nothing. My husband and I were just recently married, and right before getting married, I switched the birth control that I was on, so I think my hormones just went nuts. And we were cooking breakfast one morning, like newly married, and one of the eggs we were cooking, the yolk popped, and I got so upset that I chucked the pan across the room into the living room and was like, we can't eat these eggs now, they're ruined, and start hysterically crying. And my husband just stands there and is like, what did I just marry?
And you're still married, right? You're still married?
Oh, yeah. We're still married. 3 years in May.
And guess what? He has cooked breakfast every Saturday morning for the past 3 years. Wendy in Atlanta.
I cried because we had too much ice.
too much ice where?
in our freezer. But prior to her death, my mother would always chomp on ice. I mean, she used up the ice all the time. And this was about 6 months after she died. So it's probably a combination of grief and hormones. But I went in to fix me something to drink, and our ice tray thing with the automatic ice maker was, like, overflowing with ice, and I just burst into tears and was just squalling because we had too much ice because mom wasn't there to eat it. So I was like, there's too much ice in the freezer.
Katie and Cumming, American Idol, tell us about the hormone-induced meltdown that you had.
So when I was in labor with my daughter, I begged my husband to rub my leg during a contraction to get me through the pain. And then when the next contraction came, he reached over, started rubbing my legs, and as he said, this demonic voice came out of me, like, don't touch me! So then, when the next contraction started, and he was on the other side of the room, terrified to even look at me, I burst into tears because he wouldn't come near me and
support
me.
Totally excusable.
Luckily, I got an epidural shortly after that, and we have me on film saying that Jesus wanted me to get that epidural.
Awesome.
Sarah, Jesus, take this syringe. Sarah in Douglasville, American Idol moments. Tell us about your hormone-fueled meltdown.
So you know how McDonald's ice cream machines never worked? When I was pregnant with my first daughter, I always craved the McDonald's McFlurries.
Okay.
I cried hysterically because I went to 3 McDonald's and none of their ice cream machines worked.
Oh.
So I just cried the whole way home.
I feel you. I get that.
I've never been pregnant, and I've done that. As an adult, broken ice cream machine at a fast food restaurant will reduce this man to tears. I ain't afraid to admit it. Alice in Sugar Hill.
Yes, I was pretty pregnant with my first child, and my husband and I were watching a movie called White Squall, which is really a sad movie at the end, and I continued to cry for the next hour. And then to this day, my husband, every time I cry, he's like, you're not going to white squall, are you?
Cried so hard, it became a noun. All right, Jen, let's hear your friendship ending hormonal meltdown.
This was so bad. I had been friends with this guy before I ever even got into radio. And then we worked together in radio, and he walked into a studio where I was working and started giving me crap and heckling me about doing a football TV show. And was like kind of machismo about it. You know, he was like, oh, what do you know about football? How are you going to do a football show? And it was half joking and half mean-spirited and very male chauvinistic condescending. And I screamed at him so loud. I told him to get the you-know-what out of my studio and never come back in. And the next day, he came back in again to joke around. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. So it was 2 days in a row. I lost it on him. Kicked him out of my studio twice because he was teasing me about sports, and we've not been friends ever since.
Really?
It still kind of makes me mad all over again and gets my hormones enraged just to retell the story.
You're a pretty color red right now.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.